The Sentai Review, Episode 66, Live Man Mecha.
Welcome back to the Sentai Review. Another Wednesday means another Sentai, so it's time to talk some robots.
In disguise.
Okay, let's whore the website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Birdies chirping.
Okay, so we're back. Here's, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Sud Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
All right, we are on 1998 robot, where I can't see the robot. I don't know.
It's from the Live Man series.
But what's the robot?
The robots.
Oh, my.
That's why you're already supposed to be in the folder, damn it.
We got three robots.
Okay, just a heads up, we decided to go with a different layout because Bill's computer is being poopy.
That's nothing to do with that. That's dog shit. I had all of that fixed. We're just trying something new. I don't know why, but we're on Live Boxer.
Well, yeah. We were trying something new because last time your computer was being poopy.
Yeah. We'll start off with Live Boxer. And here's Mr. Live Boxer.
I am completely underwhelmed.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I think he wants a hug on the right side.
He ain't getting nothing.
He's not cool enough to get a hug.
Don't you know only the cool robos ask for fist bumps?
Look at his dumbass red jet head.
Yeah, this is super underwhelming. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
This does nothing for me.
I am quite literally
is weak as fuck.
Quite literally bored of this guy already.
Next.
Oh,
there's the fist bump.
No, you're not getting a hug,
but
and you're not
getting
a fist bump. This guy, what the fuck was this dude's name again?
Live Boxer.
This is Live Boxer? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, he's not a live boxer. He's a dead boxer.
Seems
at
like
the rate this guy's going, Muhammad Ali is more alive than this guy.
This dude is fucking attention whore robo.
I apologize for the joke.
Too
I know it's
soon.
Way too soon. This dude is fucking, okay, next attention whore robo.
Next?
Yeah.
Yes, next. Oh, goody.
Oh, look, he's
infographic
even
infographic that nobody gives a fuck
he
about
gets all,
this
He
guy.
Gets all shiny, too. Oh, he needs a shiny fist bump. This dude just wants attention. He's like, hey, can I get a hug? Hey, can I get a fist bump? Hey, can I get a shiny fist bump? Can I get something, motherfuckers?
Pay attention to me, please.
And the truth of it is no, you can't get nothing.
Ignore me.
I promise you I'm
important.
Look,
his back is boring, too.
Yeah.
His back is boring. His front is boring. The closest thing this dude has to cool is the shiny fist bump. But he's not getting that because nobody likes him.
Let's next this one.
Next.
Yep.
Oh.
Look, there's his boring back. His boring. He's a fucking square. Like,
I just don't. I hate the design of this robot, to be fair.
You know what? I'll give him one cool thing. His feet looks like he's got on, like, those cool slippers that, like, eat your feet. You know what I'm talking about? You can go get, like, the Homer Simpson slippers where, like, you put your feet into his mouth kind of a thing. It's the only thing that's cool. He's, like, rocking some slippers. That's about fucking it. That's how weak this dude is. He didn't even change out of his fucking jammies.
Just because he's got fucking flip-flop robo feet.
This is...
I'm ready for next on this one.
Next.
Oh, look, his toy sucks, too.
Yeah.
He's so
What
has
he become? A fucking... What is that? Is this fucking
mobile
home? It
looks like it's two different cars that fuse together to become one robo.
Yeah.
I can't see that robot doing anything. He's so large.
Is this like when the Rangers go on the family vacation? Is that what's going on? Is that like the fucking Ranger mobile home?
Well, that or that turtle from the Mighty Morphin thing.
No, because that turtle was at least cool
yeah,
enough
the turtle
that it
was
could
cool.
store other Zords.
This guy's not cool.
Yeah, good point.
This is so underwhelming.
Next. More fist bumps. You're not... It's not going to happen, man.
The Zords are cooler than the Megazord.
Do not fist bump that robot!
Look, the bottom rhino-looking motherfucker looks like he shoots giant missiles. That's at least kind of awesome.
I like how the top one looks like it's a bull.
It is a bull.
Shit.
Yeah.
It looks like it's there's another robot shit. In the picture because you can see his partial hand.
Yeah, it's probably cut off from a duo picture.
Next. Please, next.
His transformation.
Oh, goody. Next. Fuck this guy.
Oh, look. Oh, not ninjas. Next.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to rate this one. So,
oh, man.
I'm going to have Bill start this
one. Dude's underwhelming shit. He's like a 0.5. Dude, this guy sucks. He doesn't even get the McDonald's Happy Meal fucking Transformer thumbs up nostalgia thing. He sucks.
Shit. I'm going with the same rating.
What you got, Scotty?
0.5.
Oh, so I'm the only one in here that's intelligent. 0.
Hating.
0.375. So 0.38. Rangers. This dude loses to the Baby Bib Rangers.
Rangers, do not view that shitty Zord.
Next up, we have the
That's
live.
Like the Rangers run into a problem, and they're like, Zordon, we need another Zord. Do you have anything? And he's like, I have live Robo, but nobody likes live Robo. We'll just die.
Quick, Rangers, gather around the viewing globe. We will die staring at Kimberly taking a shower. So we can at least die happy.
I feel like she would be in the room at that point, and she would not die happy. She'd be like, what the fuck?
No, even she would die happy, because at least it's better than being in that fucking robo.
Wow.
Zordon would show them the robo, and even she would be excited to watch herself naked in the shower.
She'd be like, yeah, I'm not driving that thing. Yeah, no.
So this is the live robo.
This thing gets an automatic... upgrade.
Oh, yes. This is at least a little bit better.
This guy at least has some Voltron action.
He's got
a lot
more detail. And so that's always a step
yeah,
up.
But this is a super far away picture.
Yeah, let's go next.
Next.
Haven't we already talked about this guy?
No. These are when we talked about the suits. And remember that
The
lion had the best symbol, the most detailed symbol.
Yeah, I remember now.
Well, this robot's a lot, at least a hell of a lot better than the last one.
I'm okay with the lion face, chest guy, Voltron V, Gundam head,
I don't know if it was just because I was focusing on the sword and the shield from the last picture, though, but this dude doesn't look like the same dude from the last picture.
Let me backtrack.
Yeah, it is.
It's because of the angle it was at.
I see some Voltron on the chest.
Yep.
I see some Gundam elements on the face, especially with that thing here.
I see
some RX-78-2 design on his back, those two things that look like they could be swords. I'm okay with this.
I'm seeing a belt that looks like it was a Lego brick that somebody super glued onto him.
And another fist
but
bump.
But I mean, at least it's kind of... Well, this dude can at least get a fist bump. Yeah. The other guy was so sad, no.
Yeah, hey, congratulations, you at least tried. Next.
You only, you only have to be shiny to get a fist bump.
Okay, that's actually kind of cool.
I'm digging the lion.
Yeah,
yeah.
No shit.
Fucking hardcore.
It's like something out of Zord.
I have to mark it down a little bit, though, that the lion actually looks cooler. The lion looks cooler on his own than when he's combined with the Zord.
Right. Yeah. Wild Force does have a lion, okay. But this looks like that looks like
the first lion was for us was Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than him being yellow, he reminds me a lot of Liger Zero from Zoids.
Yeah.
Because of the cannons on his back.
Yeah.
And I mean. Yeah. If he was white, then definitely would be like, oh, would be an action. Yeah. Yeah, he would look. So I'm actually digging the lion a lot.
I don't know. I kind of feel like sad for the Falcon though, because like the Falcon, it looks like all it does is like detaches like the bottom portion of it just to become like the head and a little bit for the shoulders, and then it's just like, eh, fuck it, use the rest of it for a shield. We got nothing else better to do with it.
I agree
with that.
The lion is so epic, it takes up, like, the rest of it. Other than that jet booster thing, whatever the fuck it is, I think becomes the feet.
Yeah, the bottom left one is probably part of the feet legs.
Yeah.
I think the bird makes up the bottom of the mech, and the lion makes up the top of the mech.
And I forgot to turn some shit off.
So,
yeah. Nobody cares about your opinion right
next.
Now, Nick.
Next.
That looks kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, a bit closer.
Not hating on it. Next.
Oh, some details.
The goddamn zooming in portion of... Not... Holy shit, they actually show a cockpit inside for once.
I'm not hating on his Voltron jet sword.
Hopefully they got the back door locked.
at least they got a back door.
You got to keep that locked.
Yeah, they
all
better
time.
Keep that. Well, no, because I think this is pre needing to keep it locked.
You might be right. But still,
maybe that's why.
Sorry. You never want to get.
Maybe that's why that was unlocked, because throughout all the different Sentais that had happened up to that point, they'd never had to worry about it. They were like, shouldn't we lock that?
Who's,
for what?
Who's going to jump like 30 stories to open the back door? And
The only person that could do it would be the monster we're fighting, and they just grew to being like 600 feet tall like we are. Who cares?
Yeah,
I promise you.
There's not another ranger who's evil that's going to get us, and it'll never happen.
I promise. I promise you, this back door is a great idea. It's not going to backfire on this.
So I'm looking at the stuff on here. Obviously, the bottom right... is like the finisher.
Yeah, the sword glowing.
But there's like two on the bottom left.
Which actually, Bill, to answer your question, I think that the gun that he has at the bottom left, I think that came from his back.
I think it does too.
Yeah.
I think that's because...
Because that's exactly what I said. That is the lion, and that part opened up, which put the head up here, because the cannons moved to the side and the head came up.
But it looks like the lion itself is also a... one of those hyper beam cannons as well.
Yeah.
Oh, the arc reactor.
The Falcon is also part of his back. If you look at the picture when it's on his side, you can see the Falcon head.
Yeah. So, because it becomes the shield.
So the lion, because of the lion being yellow, he's the arms and the big chest symbol in the middle, the emblem. And the Falcon makes up the back, and I'm gonna say the head as well. I think the head and his back is the Falcon part. So I like this. It's got a decent looking design.
Yeah, it at least looks like it, you know, functions properly.
And a standard robo.
Yeah.
Next.
No, okay, the lion shooting electricity?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yes, I
that's
guess part
cool.
Of the other
yeah. The Falcon is also the shield.
Yeah.
Which I keep saying, yes.
Yeah. That's okay, the Falcon makes up so much of this.
Yeah.
I'm liking this Megazord.
So pew pew gun, brown chest thing, and sword and shield.
Yeah.
Next.
And
the toys.
The box for the figurine.
What?
Okay, there are three things.
Yeah. A falcon.
We were thinking there were two. That's what's messing us
up. I don't know what
the legs are. Something else completely.
It just what? I don't even. Is it a jet? Maybe is it?
I think the legs are like a weird tank car thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's the jet, which is the falcon thing, yeah. And then there's
the lion.
Yeah. Which I keep looking at the feet.
Oddly enough,
that's the thing I've been trying to figure out the entire time.
Oddly enough,
even this box art, the only thing that comes close I can think of will be like a dolphin or some sort of a blue snake or some shit.
Well, since we don't know what that middle one is, it's
Isn't the blue ranger character like a fish? From the series?
If it is, then that thing could be some sort of submarine or something.
Yeah, some sub-dolphin.
Yeah.
So, before every fight...
Oh, fuck, no, that's
before
right,
every fight, the lion has to run to the ocean and connect to the legs.
Yeah, because...
That way the legs can walk...
Well, considering the fact that the mastodon had to walk from the Arctic while everybody else just kind of showed the fuck up in Los Angeles, which, by the way... Angel Grove literally is a sneaky reference to Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
so
in reality,
I always thought it was
quite the walk.
In reality, Zach is standing there waiting for a long time.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll be in the fight. My guy takes a while to get here.
What about the Tyrannosaurus? It takes a while to get out of the volcano.
But yes, I just thought about it.
No,
this,
the Tyrannosaurus comes out of the ground though. And it looks like a volcano, but like in different episodes, you'll see the ground split and open, and then there's like a bunch of lava under the ground, and it'll rise up.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, this is the team that me and Shane were all like trying to be all gung-ho for because it was our birthday Rangers. And Bill was like, no, fuck that. These guys got fucking hieroglyphics for one dude. And then just like a painted-on picture for another guy.
No matter what, no
so,
matter
yes,
what happens,
it is. It's some sort of a fish. I want to say it actually is like a.
Now
dolphin.
I know anybody watching this or listening to this or whatever can't see this, but I'm gonna point at the screen here, and you see this little black dot right here. To me, that looks like an eye.
Yeah.
So when you said dolphin,
yeah, because you can see it on the feet.
Yeah, when like somebody said whoever said dolphin. When I saw the eye, that's kind of what I went for.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was some kind of weird, like,
yeah, cause
two-headed
remember
dolphin.
I think we were making jokes about it being a whale at one point for the actual costumes.
Oh, okay. Because
my brain died.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Because of there's five rangers, obviously, in the corner, and obviously a yellow lion, we can maybe make a guess and say that's the yellow ranger while the... While the falcon thing is the red and the blue ranger gets the middle.
Yeah.
What about the green and black ranger?
That was the sad robo we just saw.
Yeah, we just saw the sad black
one. Sad robo is black ranger.
So if I was the black ranger in the series, I'm like, guys, let me summon
You would have the attention whore robo.
Actually, no. No, there was like two additional animals that made that other robo, so...
Yeah, the other robo was a bull, which we had all agreed
the two
was
sad
like
rangers.
The black.
And the rhino.
And the rhino, which was the green, or maybe that's flip-flopped.
If I was either the black or the green ranger, and like, guys, I'm gonna summon my Zord, I'd be like, no, don't do it, man. We've
got this. No, really, you're missing an arm and the headpiece is damaged. Look, we've got this. Don't bring that fucking thing out here.
He wants attention, damn it.
He'll do a shiny fist bump. Don't fist bump that robo. Leave it in the garage, Rangers.
Insert Zord on picture here.
The garage, Bill?
Yes.
I was about to say, you're the one doing the... Oh, you're setting a reminder for yourself.
Zordon
never mind.
Has a mighty garage.
He has to. These things are huge.
And in his garage, he has volcanoes and jungles and arctics and...
Desert.
And deserts.
Because the Triceratops comes from the desert, of all places.
He doesn't just store Zords and cars in there. He likes to store...
The elements?
Elements and...
Wait, but I could have sworn that we had all agreed that the Mastodon is being stored at the local museum. because his head shows up and tells the kids not to pay attention to it.
Zordon likes to keep the museum.
You saw
in there
nothing.
Too.
Oh, okay.
Next.
I'm still digging it.
The toy is kind of unimpressive.
Yeah, it's an action pose.
Next. Next.
Another figure thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, one of its attacks. Sword swipe.
Oh, whoever got hit by that is dead.
Duh.
So dead.
Huh. Next.
And back.
All right. With this guy.
All right, Bill. You're going to start the rating again.
2.5. I think this guy appeals to you if you're a Power Rangers fan, but otherwise, if you show this to a normal person, it's wasted on them.
I'm going to say a 2.
Okay.
Scotty?
I'll go 2.5.
And Seth.
Fuck it.
Sir, you're infinitely better than the last one. Congratulations.
Whoa, not divided by 33. It's only divided by 4. Holy
divided
fuck, my fingers.
Divided by 33.
2.33.
Okay. Nice. Fun for that guy.
And then the last one, which I think is a combination of both.
Oh, no.
Super Live Robo.
We're a scared.
Oh, God. Wait, what do you do?
Hold on.
God damn it, Scott.
He's got cars for shoulders.
I can see Boring Robo mixed in with this guy.
See? Yeah, see, because there's the fucking rhino, and then
the
there's
bull.
The bull.
They make up his shoulders.
Yeah.
But the rhino also makes up the arms as well because they're green.
I apologize if anybody's hearing me yawn over here, but quite literally, this Boring Robo Man is boring.
Dude, we got sad Rangers, sad.
Next.
88 was a terrible year for the show.
Yeah, I know.
All right, that looks a little better.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Zoomed out to get to see all the detail does make it look better.
Even though the image is grainy as fuck.
I'm not going to say that this is the most
like
spectacular looking robot.
Somehow they zoomed in and then zoomed out from like a...
But this is definitely... I mean, guess it adds the boxer...
The boxer stuff.
In there.
It adds the shitty sad robo to the semi-decent normal robo. Woo.
Next.
Oh...
That lion is smiling.
Oh, look.
It is,
vengeance.
Isn't it? The
Next.
Lion is smiling.
That's a happy lion.
It's a happy, lion. You know why, Shane?
Why is that?
Because he just can't wait to be king.
I regret that.
Next.
All right.
I have been awake all fucking night. Do not make me get up and whip that ass.
Well, at exactly 7:53, the Super Live Robo admits electricity.
I wonder if he's becoming king. He looks pretty happy.
At 7:53, remember that.
Next.
I'm already tired. I can't drink alcohol.
He's charging
his
Bork laser.
Charging the king laser.
I'm not going to lie. With the shoulders glowing, and he still looks happy. Because he's about to wreck somebody's day, so I'd be pretty happy about that too.
I like how the rhino horn could actually work as a lightning rod to absorb it, but the bull, even though it's got horns on each side, it's just like fuck it, strike it in the eyeball. I don't care.
The Black Ranger gets screwed. He's like, guys, it's shocking the eye. It's shocking the eye.
Thank God I'm not in my Zord's cockpit, or else I'd be barbecued right now.
I'm guessing that this and the previous image is probably from the pirates when they were changing into other Rangers. And
why?
Taking over their Zords and stuff. Because I don't think any of the older ones would have had the time on them.
Well, we've had time on other pictures from the old shows.
Yeah.
At 7:53, this Zord's about to
wreck
somebody's
shit. Remember, we had an episode
where
we did nothing but make fun of the fact that they had to get their Ranger stuff done before school.
Yeah.
In 1988?
No, yeah. Not in 88, but it was even in, like, later episodes.
Yeah. No, even the Biomin stuff had times on time tags.
Hmm. Yeah.
Next.
Because the pictures that you had found was clearly from, like, somebody who was recording the show as it was playing on television.
I like the top left picture because they put the two sad, boring guys in the back.
Hey, thanks for giving us your shoulder pads. Now sit in the back and guard the door.
Yeah. They're like, they come in and they're like, all right, Red sits here. Oh, man, is that your seat, Red? Yeah, this is where I sit, man. Oh, okay, I'm going to sit next to Red. No, Yellow sits next to me.
Oh. But what about this other
side? Can I sit at,
that's
no,
Blue.
That's where Blue sits. Look, your job in this joining, all right, which really all we need is your battery power because we need the giant Simba King attack. We just need you to sit in the back in case by some miracle somebody manages to jump 16 stories and open up this back door. You'll be punched in the face first.
I love how they're Robo Gru, but we went from the other one being 32 to now it's 16.
That'll give me the awesome Red Ranger a chance to turn around and not get punched in the face.
And the Red Ranger gets
quick,
the ladies
Rangers,
next to him.
Ignore the fact that I pointed out Bill's logic loop.
Don't
I'm interdimensional
plot hole.
Now, the monster that they're fighting looks like his like fucking soul is being sucked out.
And exploding.
Well, look, man. He's been working on that roar.
You're bringing me back to the Genesis game, boy. Do not make me get up and whip that ass. I do it. I've been up since, like, what, 1:30 p.m. yesterday? It is currently 10:40.
Next.
Getting on that 24-hour rage mark.
Let's see. Wait, did his arms detach and punch?
His feet are also glowing.
Yeah, it might be the forming of it.
Okay, yeah, that's probably the forming of this. Okay. Yeah.
They were like, detach these sad arms.
Take these from the sad robo, combine it to yours.
But his feet are glowing, like he's about ready to kick somebody.
That's because he put on, is he wearing the Boring Zord's shoulder pads for shoes?
Okay, dude, I'm sorry, the dude's feet.
Those are from Boring Zord. The feet, those are from Boring Zord, right?
Yeah, because they're black. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, dude, that those are some ridiculously large feet. That I'm sorry. I have
you
to
need
see,
those feet.
I need. Shane. I need to
platform
see the
shoes.
I need to see
he
this show.
Some platform disco shoes in '88 when disco died, like 20 fucking years before that.
You see, the reason for these big giant Boring Zord shoes is that they're giant and blocky. They add a whole lot of weight, like the Frankenstein's monster. So that when you use the Simba King beam,
you don't
fall over.
Yeah.
Dude,
he tries to balance himself out.
He could do big-footed Ryu attacks with his big feet.
Dude, he could.
Yeah.
Big-footed Ryu can kick your whole torso off.
He could be like, Hakuna Matata!
What a wonderful phrase.
We're dipping in the Lion King so
think,
much.
Because I know there's somebody that actually like does like a downward like drill stomp type of attack. Like, he could do some crazy shit like that and, like, just crush the fuck out of a motherfucker.
He has to do
that
something.
That might actually be kind of pimp.
He has to do something, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid, so he better be doing
honestly,
something awesome.
I honestly do not like the feet.
Hold on. I can solve this easily. Next.
Yeah, next.
Fuck.
Figure.
Okay, never mind.
It's a toy.
Although the shield carries over, apparently.
Woo.
Next.
He's so large.
Yeah.
He really is. He's huge. The pictures don't do... Like, when you look at the toy and see just how big that this probably is supposed to be...
I don't think he could use that shield. And that's, he's got Popeye forearms.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that... It's kind of...
He's strong to the finish.
Look.
I'm sorry.
This was 88. They weren't ready for Final Fantasy VII yet.
Yeah.
Okay? He was just getting started.
Well, they failed.
That was good.
Next. What the
fuck? Whoa.
God. He's so long.
He's getting bigger.
For fuck's sake.
Well, it's strange that the toy is giving us a better idea of just how big and bulky he is than the show did.
I'm sorry. When
you
Omega
Optimus Prime bot up in this shit.
When he fires Simba Beam.
Simba King Beam? He's been working on that roar.
Simba
Remember
King Beam.
At the start of the show, he was all like, "Meow, meow, meow," and fucking Whoopi Goldberg laughed at him.
Do it again.
Okay.
Really?
You can't. Because
really?
Because of how bulky this sword is, he can't move.
God damn it.
So he has to stand there.
He has to take it.
Yes, he has to take it. There's nothing he can do. He can't move.
He's the juggernaut.
His dad taught him to stand his ground.
What if an enemy has a sword and they're strong enough to survive the Simba King attack, and then when they swing it, they always hit the chest area, and they hit the chest area, they hit the Simba King head.
Then we go to Lion King 2.
Are you sure you
Which
don't
is
mean,
even more about
1.5
than the first one,
one
was.
And a half.
what about Lion King 1.5?
Well, that's what Boring Zord was, and we dismantled him.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
Next.
Look
how fat he is! It's like he's...
Jesus Christ. I love how we're not even talking about the sword we're supposed to be. It's like...
I'm sorry. The second this picture came on screen, it was the first thing I noted. He's so obese! The black and green ranger got fat Zord.
Well, for us over here, this was the materialistic age. And the more you had, the better person, the more successful you were. And he's got a lot, Shay.
Look, okay, they're obviously split into two teams. And I'm like, if I was the sixth ranger, I'm like, can I be with the cool team? I don't want to be putting that fat Zord.
No. The sixth ranger, he becomes gets his own Zord.
And then these two over here are like,
and
why don't...
And it would attach to the back to replace the Falcon, so the Falcon shield could sit in its fucking Popeye arms.
I really don't think he could utilize that shield. Yeah. His arms are too large.
He doesn't even need the fucking shield at that point.
I'm sorry, this is not a practical Zord.
And here's the worst part. I just noticed it. The fucking legs on the sad Zord are now the arms on the fucking supposed Omega fucking hardcore Zord. So that means they completely changed fucking everything, even worse.
And the body of the sad Zord is the feet.
Yeah, no wonder his feet are so large. It's fat.
It's the fat Zord's fucking torso.
Dude, this is... I mean, rather die.
Shane?
No, I'm shooting myself. I'm not getting in that thing.
Look, man.
Well, we kind of aren't up to the Rangers that shoot themselves in the face.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
I thought this was the year that they shot themselves in the face.
Nope.
No.
That was Jetman.
Yes.
Oh, right.
We still got a couple years to go, I do believe.
Oh, man.
So next.
And we're back.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
No, this guy gets a 3.5. Oh, man, I'm going to make this difficult. 3.87. I'm digging him, but he's not quite great because he's a little easy to make fun of.
And now I have to switch hands so I can use my actual dominant hand to fucking type, since you gotta be a cocksucker instead of, like, the fifth fucking decimal place.
2.87. 3.87. Damn near got a 4. I'm so, no. Was, yes. You don't get that. The lion head
is... He's got Popeye arms. He fucking can't wait to be king. He does the Simba beam. He's working on his roar. He kills fat people and wears them for shoes. He's fucking epic as shit. He's epic as shit. He eats spinach. He is king. He kills fat people and wears them for shoes. This guy is great. Argue with mine logic.
Oh, God. 2.5.
Hater.
Oh, fuck.
That's
I
a decent.
Breathe there for a
no,
second.
That is a kind number. You went overboard. I'm sorry. You were so generous.
You know, I can only think of one person who would be able to argue with Bill's logic, but I don't know how well he'd be able to argue.
Who's that?
Well, he'd be able to do it because he's interdimensional.
No, I don't know, man. I think Zordon likes this Zord.
I'm going to be very kind as well. 3.5.
See?
I'm going to be intelligent, and because you took an
Now I want you to be careful before you make your decision. I just want you to know this dude will wear you for shoes.
Good.
I just want you to know this. He's scary.
Then you seem to forget something that the fans probably remember. I have fucking depression. Feel free, rip me in half and wear me as shoes.
Wear me as shoes.
You get me the fuck out of this bullshit life.
Shit.
Huzzah. Doing this is the only good thing left anymore.
What you got?
Well, that and sitting around playing old video games that are awesome. But anyway.
I've also heard you can partake in some storylines from time to time.
Yeah,
I believe they deal with pizza.
Yeah. No. Those are the ones I'm getting for Shane.
No.
You know, includes a woman who has big boobies, and she has her own big sausage.
Oh, my.
For the pizza for Shane.
Let's move on.
Anyway, probably should have done Pervy Zordon voice for that. Anyway, we're going to take a shitty Zord and combine it with a fairly decent, like, average Zord. I'm giving this bitch a 2.
Thank you.
Haters.
That's generous.
2.97.
Generous.
So he's just a little under a 3.
They would have added a pig zord in this motherfucker.
And I do have a few.
Don't care.
Just standing next to that guy makes you less impressive.
Yes.
Yeah. But
so your 0 from me was well deserved now.
Freaking tubby zord.
And then there's this one. That kind of has a few other bases.
Oh, my God. The lame Rangers don't even get motorcycles.
Yeah, it's true. They really are shit on in this show. They got crappy, boring Zord. They got a truck while everybody else is tearing ass in cool motorcycles.
It's like, hey.
The only good thing about the truck is it looks like they can at least throw explosives out the ass end of it.
These guys honestly got shit on.
Yeah. Like... They got shit on in the costumes, too.
Like, they were like, cool, you guys are Power Rangers? Can we be Power Rangers? And then the yellow was like, no, you can't. And the red says, hold on. Yeah, you could be Power Rangers. And the blue was like, dude, we can't just make them Power Rangers. It says, listen, I'm the leader, and we need cannon fodder. They can be Power Rangers.
We have these two morphers
give
here.
Give them the biggest vehicle out here. Give them the biggest Zord. Make them the biggest targets. Give them the shittiest looking suits. because these were some of the suits that didn't come blonde. Yeah, they'll be the Robin to our Batman.
He'll run around in the light while we sneak in the shadows and be badass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think I would... They would call me up and like, Shane, we need you. I'm like, no, you really don't.
You really don't.
No.
Because, yeah. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was the 1988 Live Man.
Normally, we would jump to a topic, but we're already 40 minutes in, so we only have about 20. So, rather than jump to a topic, I want to put out, especially because of the name of what we're looking at here, I want to put out a question to the fans in general. Let's say you had a chance to kind of be a part of the show. We just started testing with live podcasting. We do it on YouTube here, and the first one worked out pretty well. So we're going to mess with it for a little while longer, but I'm curious. If we set a time for the show and did the show live, it would be in the morning. It would be at like 10 or 11, somewhere in there.
Central time.
Central time, America. I don't know if there's central time. There's probably, I don't know.
There's an actual specific thing for it. I want to say it's like plus 4 GMT or some shit like that.
The reason I bring it up is because we've got fans, shockingly, from around the world. Like, and I don't understand how that happened. I never expected the show to take off, but like the podcast keeps being downloaded in Germany, and we've got a couple dudes from Poland and shit like that that are talking to me like on Google Plus and whatnot. And we've had a couple guys that like the first time they messaged me, I couldn't respond to them. Like one guy messaged me in complete Portuguese, and The message came across the board, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I had to go get the Google Translator to kind of make sense of what he'd said. So, like, for some reason, there's a reason I want, like a time stamp. But it would be around 11 or 12, like 10, 11, or 12. It'd be somewhere in there. We'd set a time, and we would put it on the Fandom Night group page so that everybody had a chance to see it. We'd list it as an event or something. But I'm considering live streaming one of these. And it wouldn't have pictures or anything like that because it'd be a live stream. I would probably use my computer's... I would probably use my computer's webcam and just set the computer up, and we'd film in the old style. We would get the single room microphone. Yeah.
Like the old chairs.
Yeah. I could put the computer right over here in the corner. The camera would catch us. We'd put the microphone here like we used to, and we just have it pick us up in a roundtable discussion, and this would give you guys an opportunity to comment questions and discussion topics live, right there by the second as we do it. Of course, the podcast will be on a 15-second delay, but regardless, it'll be live. So this would not have a topic. It would be very random. It would be like we'd just start talking some Power Rangers. Maybe we'd start with a topic that's real simple just to get the ball rolling, like some favorite moments. Don't mention them right now. I'm just for the sake of. And then we'd start talking. And then people would be able to ask us or drop comments and topics right in the live stream. And we would have it set up so that we could see your comments, and then we could actually talk with you guys in a way. It hasn't been tested yet, but it has me really interested to do a live cast. I've been thinking about this for a while now.
So then what me and Seth tried with some of the wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, but
out.
The difference is, no offense, but we have fans on the Sentai Review.
Yeah.
And not so much on the wrestling corner, because the wrestling corner is like
it helped
some
out.
Of your friends so. And some of my friends that are into wrestling.
Well, okay, here's the thing. This show is the show that is most active, and it's the reason, it's the only reason, no joke, it is the only reason we even stayed on Facebook, on YouTube. Like, I went off to my own page, and I just kind of do vlogs and comic book commentaries and things, and I just kind of do my own thing, and we went complete podcast network. But we stayed here specifically because this is the fan base that's talking to us. It's the one that is enjoying the show. It's the one that's active. It's the one that's built a community. So we want to give another chance to build an even stronger community. We want to start doing some of these episodes live and see how they work. It's been on my mind for a while to get this underway. And I think this is our opportunity. I think that this could work. I've tested out some live streams on my channel. We've done two live podcasts on my channel. And so far, they're received on my channel. And that's not with this one. Like the group here, a lot of the guys that are watching the Sentai and whatnot, they're not subscribed to William Bush channel. You get what I mean? And I got as far as 12 people in the room all at once, and my biggest podcast was somewhere around like 14 people in the room, and I think 160 comments on the sidebar one night when I was just playing by myself, and people just kept coming in and asking me manga questions and shit. So, like, if that's working, we already have a fan base that wants to be active. So I figure this would be real cool if we give them a chance to be active, be in the show. Choose the direction of the show that day. Is what I'm thinking. We haven't set a date or anything for when we would do this, but I'm curious if you guys would be interested in something like this happening.
No, I was about to say, were you going to say something, Shane, because you kind of held up your hand like you were in school again?
No, I wasn't raising my hand.
Okay, well, the only thing that I want to say is that I was kind of correct. Central Standard is GMT minus 6.
Okay,
for anybody who actually knows anything
so
about
that. So that's us? Okay.
Yeah.
But like I said, we haven't set this in stone. It would be recorded anywhere from 10, 11, or 12. And, of course, we would have an exact time posted on the Fandom Night group page. If you guys haven't signed up to the Fandom Night group page, we drop Power Ranger discussions in there sometimes and things like that. That covers all of Fandom Night, so it also covers everything from, like, celebrity deaths and different things like that, and it covers, like, news and debates and things. Last night I posted up an article where this guy was, he was a real shithead, like
yeah.
A real hardcore shithead, so I posted his article and let people talk about how he was a shithead.
Yeah, I read the article. At first he was kind of, you know, all
he was
right,
trying
not
to make
being,
a legitimate
yeah,
point.
Yeah, he was trying to be legit, and then all of a sudden he just kind of, like, hard left turn, and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
I was like, look, I'm going to see the movie, and you have insulted me. Like,
yeah.
That's pretty fucking hardcore that I'm not even a part of the argument, and you managed to piss me off. And I was like, wow, you're a fucking prick.
Yeah.
So, like, we have stuff going on there all the time. If you guys haven't got on the Facebook group page, probably a good idea, because we do post these videos the day they come out, and sometimes I post my own comment, and sometimes Action Video Game Talks get posted there, or if he's working on something else, sometimes those go up. Like, he is primarily the guy, Scott's the guy that handles a good portion of the posting. I'd say 50% of the
posting
for
editing,
random topics
yeah.
go up on the group page because of Scott, and then the other is kind of split between groups that are posting and whatnot. And you can post, by the way. This is not like a private group where you can't be a part of it.
Some people have been posting.
Yeah, you can post your own topics and ask questions and get in on conversations. We're not...
And laugh at the stupid memes that I find. And I'm like, fucking this thing. And everybody's like, oh, for God's sake, Seth, not again.
So, yeah, I'd say go there, sign into the group page so that you can get the time or whatever. But I think this would be a good idea. I think we should set up... We used to do a show called, like, first it started out as The Chairs, it kind of became I Collect, it became a review show. The first Fandom Night episodes were just filmed with the camera pointing at us, and we just sat on a couch and talked bullshit.
Yeah.
And,
we still kind of do that in What's Up Fandom Night.
Right, but there's no camera anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting at, is this would take us back to the old format. You would see us, we'd be here, and we just record live. And, I'm into the idea. I don't know if you guys are. I don't know if you're interested in doing something like that.
I'll give it a shot, as long as I'm not working.
Yeah.
There's only one problem I foresee. Windows.
Won't matter. I'm not going for high quality here.
It's kind of true. I'm going to
be filming on a webcam. Let's be honest. Have you seen my video with the webcam?
Yes.
It's not the greatest.
I got lost
in my own fingers.
Yeah.
Blurry fingers.
Blurry fingers.
But again, when you point the camera toward the light source, it's going to, like...
I don't care. They'll see us. If I have to dampen the light from the windows, they'll see us. The camera will pick us up.
I don't have a problem.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, like, fuck it. Anyway.
That's my idea, though. So, let us know what you guys think. If anybody else has anything, that's fine. But otherwise, I think we're done here.
Apparently, Nick keeps freaking the fuck out that there is a Vampire Hunter D game on PS1, so I think we're done here.
Yeah, we're done here.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.